This is Avi Uniglick, your tech concierge, and you're listening to the original anchor station providing tech talk tips and observations. I invite you to be part of the show. If you've got questions, I've got answers. Just call in, comment. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Stay tuned. More tech talk tips coming up.
Hey, Avi, let me just preface this by saying, well, number one, hello. Number two, forgive me for asking a question that I'm quite certain has been asked probably at least 20 times here in the Anchorverse. I'm wondering if there is a way to, I don't know if it'd be download or upload, full episodes to create like an MP3, MP4 file or whatever without having to do things segment by segment. Once you have created an episode in Anchor, is there a way to upload that to your computer? Inquiring minds, Javi. Thank you.
This is your Tech Talk tip for Fabulous Friday, 11/10/17. In response to Mark Ward's question, and I think this will be a popular question for many of you who do your daily episodes and you push them out to podcast, but you'd like to download the entire episode. You don't want to have to fragment it into segments. So what do? I'm going to give you the step-by-step. And this entire instruction set can be found and downloaded in our Anchors a Wave group. So if you're not a member of our Facebook group, Anchors a Wave, what are you waiting for? There's a lot of great information in there, and I want to make it all available to you. There's never a charge for any of my groups, just no soliciting in turn for getting all this great free information. And I'm not the only one contributing. Every member does their excellent job of helping every other member, so it works out tremendously. So, without further ado, you have your episodes. How do you get to your episodes? Do you know how to get to your episodes? You click on that little person icon in the lower right corner, and then on the episodes menu. Next to your podcast is set up, there's a share button. Tap on the share icon, and of the four different venues that we offer up or Anchor offers up to push our podcast to, I want you to choose Overcast. You're going to copy the link that is presented for Overcast, and you're going to email the link to yourself by pasting that link into your email client. Of course, receive the email on your desktop, either PC or Mac, and copy and paste the link into your Google Chrome browser and open it to your Overcast podcast page. You'll be surprised. You will find a list of all of your episodes from most current to oldest there. Find the one you wish to download and click on it. That'll open up into a new page. Now you have two options, the geeky way and the easy way. Well, let's talk about the easy way first. The easy way is to use a Chrome extension called Audio Downloader Prime. My friend Ray Renati, the Low Tech Concierge, shared this fantastic little find with me several weeks back, and it is quite a helpful extension. If you need help with extensions, let me know. I don't want to break out and start talking about Chrome extensions. Whenever you are on a page that has audio files, this extension will automatically show you a count on its musical notes icon where extensions appear in your Google Chrome browser in the upper right corner. If you see numbers on there, click on that and you will have the option to download the M4A file that contains your entire episode. Simple, right? Once you download it, you may repurpose it in whatever way you like. If you just want to save it for safekeeping, backup, sure, great idea. If you wish to convert it to MP3 to lift to another venue that requires MP3 format or edit it, you have those options too. Now let's talk about the geeky way to do this without the Audio Downloader Prime extension. The way you do it is with that web page on your Chrome browser. What you want to do is right-click to view the source of the episode and use Control-F to search for the M4A file. Just type in .m4a. Next to Twitter:player:stream, you'll find the HTTPS link with the .m4a file extension at the very end. Copy that entire URL ending with the A in .m4a and paste it into a new Chrome tab. The audio player will appear, and you can then click on the down arrow to the right of it to save the M4A file to your computer. That's all there is to it. I think you'll find the Audio Downloader Prime to be much simpler, but if push comes to shove, you can always grab it through the view source. Hopefully this will be helpful to you, Mark, and to anyone else that is looking for a way to grab the one M4A file that represents all of your segments in any one of your episodes. Looking forward to answering any questions about it. I'm sure you'll have some. Please call in with your follow-ups, comments, and all of your other suggestions if you have found a better way to do this. I look forward to hearing from you. Fabulous Friday. The weekend is here. What you going to be doing? Let me know.